that we had some brand new hot off the press OCs with The Trick. It's all in caps, so I should probably shout it, including the album title, of course. So that's coming on Castle Face Records. Recorded at Sonic Ranch and Stew Studio. Obviously said, we went back to an older method for writing this one. We jammed and jammed and jammed. I took the tapes home and ironed out some mutant tunes. We went back to the studio and burned them to tape live, and I took them home to Stew Studio, did the vocals, and brought in Tom Dulles and Bridget Dawson to put the finish on. Spice is always nice. Not sure what spicy means. So just, I guess the peppering of Tom Dulles and Bridget Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got tour dates coming up in Europe this July, starting off at Barcelona Festival, then hitting France for a couple of dates, Switzerland, the Netherlands, then Belgium, then two dates in Leeds and two in London, finishing
up. Do they only play when it's hot? Seems like they only tour when it's really warm.
Yeah, no. Thinking about it, oh no, I've seen them once in November, and it wasn't cold. But you're right; all the other times I've seen them, it's been
red hot.
Yeah, absolutely. yeah, so the two Leeds dates are in the Irish Centre. We're going on the 14th. I'm probably going on the 15th because I really want to hear them play Minotaur, because Bridget Dawson's back on tour with them. So that's one from the album that she's on. We send them out to good friend Matt. Thanks for coming up the other week. And then we had a bit of a handbrake turn for the last one of that set. It was Open Mike Eagle and Kenny Siegel with Unfinished Concrete Initials, featuring Hemlock Ernst, somebody else that's written this in full caps. Rap songs about a relationship that ends in every possible universe is what this album's about.
Oh, okay.
So it's coming. The album's called Doomed. It comes out on Backwards in middle of August. It says him, Open Mike Eagle and Kenny Siegel have been friends for 20 years, but never really worked on a full LP together. But they have decided to do this one.
That was the one when I recognised the voice halfway through. I was like, who's this on the guest?
Yeah, because Hemlock Ernst, what's his name?
Sam Herring.
Yes, from Future Islands.
Yes.
So not only is he pretty good in Future Islands, he's good, you know.
He can do some rap words as well.
He can do some rap words. So if you're, I don't know if he's on the whole album or just that one. That album comes out in August this year. We've got loads to talk about now. Loads of time to film.
Perfect.
Yes. How's your weekend been?
It's okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, well, it's kind of getting through it.
Yeah, glad we've covered
had
that.
Had some struggles.
That's all self-inflicted, I guess, Friday night.
The peak was on Saturday morning when Amy caged a local, what we thought was a stray cat that's been turning up at our house, and it had some quite nasty wounds, blood cuts. So she caged it and then told me to take it to the vet, which is not what my Saturday morning needed. Shredded my nerves. It was like, you know, not to say it wasn't a wild animal, it's a domestic cat.
Yeah,
but it did not want to be in that box.
Oh my goodness.
It was just like spinning out. It's like just rattling the whole thing. Anyway, by the time I got it to the vet, it chilled out.
Oh, excellent. They didn't know whose cat it was. Was it chipped?
So it was chipped. It turns out it does live near us. It's just, and the wounds weren't apparently that bad, although it did look very bloody. But when she peeled it back, she said, they're just kind of grazes. They're all right. It doesn't need any treatment.
Oh, that's good though. Okay, upstanding member of the community doing your bit.
Yeah, something. It's just been turning up at our house every day for a long time. And it just charges in and eats as much food as possible whenever the door's slightly ajar.
It's
acting very hungry.
Right, yeah. But that is cats for you. They say you never really own a cat.
It's true.
I know my brother's sister-in-law had a cat that just decided to move out.
Yeah,
and
just go find a better house.
Find a better house, and then it had a different name. And they're like, oh, no, that's our cat. And they're like, oh, sorry. No, it's fine. What can you do?
Yeah, on the plus side, they've told me what the cat's called now, so I do know its name.
Oh, well, that's good. Now you can, like, yell at it.
Yeah.
Like some sort
Stop
of...
Stop eating all my cat food.
Yeah, it's like some sort of cartoon cliche. Okay, so this next section... Oh, we're into hour two, yes. Because of the long songs, it's all over the shop. But yeah, this next section is records from Jamaica, I think it's the way to cover it. Starts off with some ska, bit of rock steady. It's kind of bookended by two Stranger Cole songs, as he passed away this week, I think. So we're going to kick it off with Ken Booth and Stranger Cole with Artie Bella on Sheffield Live. Keep it locked. Yeah.
what to do. You left me all alone with no one to turn to. People keep on telling me that you're no good. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good for me, baby. Woman, you left me, baby, without any money. Oh, you broke my heart. You went. Of my home, you're no good for what you have done me. Ooh, you broke my heart and went away. You left me crying over you. You leave.
Hey, I'm gonna build my whole world. Hey, dudes. Where's the Dairy Queen around here?
Did you run out?
This is Sheffield Live.
Welcome back. We're deep into hour two, but this is the normal fresh out the the intro song.
We're all off, but it's fine.
Yes, we'll get there in the end. I don't think anyone would notice if we didn't bring it up. this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. That was a little Jamaican set. Bookended with a couple of Stranger Cole cuts because he passed away this week. Started off with him and Ken Booth singing Artie Bella from 68, I think, on Trojan / Duke Reed. Back at Treasure Island, basically any one of those, as we talk about often. Send that one out to Dr. Bad Touch, that's one I always think of him. One of the tunes he used to play.
It was on an old CD, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that rhythm was eventually slowed down, re-recorded by Ken Booth for another version of Artie Bella, and then slowed down even more, ended up as the basis for Fever by Susan Cadogan.
Yeah, which is weird, isn't it? Because when you hear the two next to each other, you just never think that.
He would not. Hopefully, in a future show, coming to you, 1 hour of Fever cuts. We're almost there. Do we try for two? Oof, yeah, that's going to really test the patience of presenters and listeners. Let us know if you want us to do that or not do that.
Yes, it could happen.
It could happen.
If you don't tell us not to do it, we'll probably do it.
Yeah, that's true.
After that was Lynn Tate and the Jets with their cover version of Batman, which is tremendously fun. That was originally released on 1968 on the Meritone label. Comes back with the Joker, which is a Joker's theme song as well. So he was a guitarist, session musician, and arranger. He's actually from Trinidad and Tobago, which I never knew that until I just read it now. He helped create the Jamaican Rocksteady sound. So he had a band, and they were booked to play the Jamaican Independence Party in Kingston in 62. Went over and then just stayed. Never went back, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll just stay here.
I'll just stay here, and ended up working with like Baba Brooks, the Scatterlights, Tommy McCook, before he got his most successful band together with. That was the Jets, and they featured like musicians like Gladdy Anderson and Hopeton Lewis, who'd gone to play on pretty much everything. that group played hundreds of recording sessions. Like, it's the kind of thing you can't even credit. You look at the credits and you go, yeah, there's some on here, but you know it's millions.
Yeah, if you think like the Wrecking Crew credits are a bit confusing. They've actually got session notes for a lot of them, and like this one's.
Yeah.
Does it sound like there was an accordion in there?
Yeah.
I need confirmation of that, because if there is, then it's Accordion Jams Volume 2. It's slowly, slowly taking shape.
Some scratchy Hammond as well.
Yes.
And their recording of Take It Easy was one of the first, or maybe the first Rocksteady single. Definitely the first one to chart at number one, anyway. There might have been some other ones. Following that, we played Cornel Campbell and The Eternals with You're No Good. That was a 1973 release on Jackpot, which is one of Bunny Lee's kind of smaller labels. We've played Cornel Campbell a bunch of times, but it tends to be more like the 80s dancehall stuff, so it was nice to play. That's more of a rocksteady soul sing-along type one.
Just think about rocksteady earlier. It's just, like, it's good, but it all sounds the same. But then every now and again, there's one that you're like, oh, this is the greatest song I've ever heard. Why is this incredible? Oh, I could listen to this all day. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, it's £400 to buy a G+.
And it's 2 minutes 12 seconds.
Like. Yeah. but I suppose if I was a fan of like indie, I would probably feel the same. Like, oh, I like indie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. With other genres, I'm like, it's either good or it's awful or it's really good. But with rocksteady, the kind of the floor is always like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty not inoffensive. It's not gonna go like, oh, turn this off. Be like, yeah, it's just an okay rocksteady song. And when I say okay, I say that as somebody who can't play a musical instrument. So no shade on there. So I was listening to Rocksteady this week because I really wanted to hear the song I played next, which is The Royals Pick Up the Pieces, which I think we played the same rhythm of it last on the last show. It's like a dub Sister Carol.
Barrington
Levy did a version of that. It turns out I already had a copy of that on Studio One Groups. So I was like, oh, this is good. Whoops, already got it. So that's good. Going to send them out to Joe on his birthday. Thanks to him and Heather for hosting yesterday. Hope they're not feeling too ropey, though. I texted him a happy birthday and want to know what time they called it a night. He said, we saw the sunrise.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's like summer. So
yeah, I mean, this is like the best you can do to stay.
Yeah, exactly. It was great with like me and the whole bunch of people, like his friends. And at one point he goes, ah, I think it was Jenny. He's like, Jenny, this is Steve. You're both my music people. I was like, oh, no. But that's fine. Jenny, I think it was Jenny. Apologies if I got her name wrong. She's like, oh, what do you do? I said, oh, I host the show with my friend on community radio. She's like, oh, that sounds really good. Yeah. It's like, what do you do? She's like, I work for Fire Records. And I'm like, oh, right.
You got a real job.
Yeah. She's like, Fire Records? I was like, yeah, I've heard of them. She's like, yeah, but that's Spaceman 3 on that. She's like, well, yeah. And listed off all these other acts. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I just need the ground to swallow me up. I don't want to ask about my show. And then Joe was like, oh, yeah, you could send him some records. Like, you know, send them if he plays them. I was like, yeah, might. Just like, oh, is that the time? What was that? Yeah, on the way. Yes, hopefully he had a good birthday today. Not suffering too much. And then, as mentioned at the top, that was the sandwich at the end with Stranger Called When I Get My Freedom from 1969 on Unity. You can send that one out to Jeff for his birthday. I know he's had a good one. Saw him today. Yes, so 35 minutes to go. We are going to be a bed short. Apologies, listeners.
But they're going to be really disappointed.
Yeah, there are some people that say they like our hot chat.
They only get 5 doses of us instead of 6.
Yeah, but tune in next week where we might be slightly back to normal. No promises, though. Okay, right, back to the music.
I believe I see my baby. Oh, I believe I see my baby. Oh, I believe I see my baby. What is she doing?
Standing on the dance floor waiting for me.
I wanna know what she
wants. The dance floor waiting for me.
I said, oh,
shut up, shut up.
You know she looks so pretty now.
Oh,
man EQ, come alive and direct for your neck like this. Come home and smoke a spliff and the beers will swift. I stay one MC after one MC after one MC for those inconvenience, hit the squeamish when they attempt the reflex. I'm the apex, shows get rocked. Afterwards, roll them out. Hold your block, your whole goal is crushed. You'll never get them. My rhythms just fluctuate. You can't OD no matter how much you take. I rush the flakes, crack your lenses and clean like benzene. Cool like menthol, my stitch the end all. Major league, gauge your speed, slow your roll. You lie and like Pinocchio, your nose will grow. Let's go, underground, compressed cold. Bust these jewels, these diamonds out. While still some of these niggas don't know what we rhyming about. Mining down, traversing the earth like zombies. And rocks your dirty laundry, presented to the world as comedy. Dealt with it honestly, that's why the girls are fond of me. And don't be squandering your little flow. You ain't got many, your plot's thinning. Weak constitution, you see contributions from Dell for usage. Over these acoustics, I take time out for use of. Hawk is representing truth in your walk, men. Like a competition out of studios. Every day I live is like a musical. Create my own score, more funkier than Shaft on my musical path. Yeah.
One MC after the one MC after the one MC.
It's on the mic
after the one MC after the one MC after the one MC.
They like, ooh, don't say that when it's laid on. Hey, that competition, where they at? I diss them, steady at the rhythm, like a pilot. I keep you silent, doing the turbulence, words will get violent. Mega doses, exposes, and fraudulent composures. All you get is roses on your grave, you misbehave. It's the brave, courageous, lyrically contagious, spiritually engaged with the psychedelic ways of an Egyptian. We rips them, cover the mic like the sun, we eclipse it. Because no light shine next to a flow like mine. Casual might ignite the mic for pastime. With one style, older than the sundown. My elaborate connection of words is fun how I display this made this way, getting bizarre. Rock the show off the top while I'm hitting the J. My immaculate style, attacking with nouns and verbs. For the wacky gets foul. Got a full metal jacket of rhymes compressed to manifest under pressure. Cashed out a lyrical treasure. Nevertheless, I get fresher. It's involatile, my biological makeup. Composed of flesh and flows with disposable. When they appear in my crystal ball, I know you wish I fall. Yes, y'all.
One MC after the one MC after the one MC. After the one MC after the one MC after the one MC.
We'll be right back.
Well, that is it, folks. Almost, almost.
Yes, one more tune to come for tune it. That's a stretch. It's not a tune at all. Okay, yeah, so that was the final set of the night. Started off with so much promise.
It was a broad church, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, it still had promise at the end. It was just, you know, the BPMs.
Different promise.
Yes, were more and more laid back.
We started out with the Isley Brothers with Standing on the Dance Floor, released on Atlantic 1961. I think this is based on Standing at the Judgment, which I have by the Sensational Nightingales.
I think that's the version we played back in show number 87.
But I imagine there's a lot of versions.
Yes.
It's pretty much a gospel standard.
Yeah, I would check on my laptop that's playing the show, but it's currently sounding like it's going to take off.
So, game over.
Yeah, it's best we don't put too much strain on it.
That is produced by Lieber and Stoller and also features the Ray Ellis Orchestra.
Oh, who we played week before last.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that is featured somewhat in the 500 songs podcast that we've been chatting about here and there. Episode 102, that was from. I'm up to 106 now, but yeah, that was from the Isley Brothers Twist and Shout episode.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes, but if you spend more than 3 minutes hanging out with either of us, we would probably talk about the podcast.
Come up at some point.
Yeah. That's because of how good and extensive the notes are. So it's not our fault. It's, but I mean, it's part
and he plays a lot of adjacent music.
So he does. Yeah. Yes.
So a lot of things on there that you go, oh yeah, oh yeah.
If you think we get in the weeds, woof. After that, we went to West Coast of America, 1997, Industry Records, Cool DJ EQ with three MCs. Three MCs in question were Exhibit.
That's the first one.
Yeah. Mr. X to the Z from the Liquid Crew. I had no idea that he was, you know, part of the Liquid
Crew. So it was all LA based, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Exhibit, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and Casual. The latter of whom was in, what did we say?
Hieroglyphics
as well. Then, yeah, that was the last bit of old music we played.
The new stuff from Lone, featuring Lou Hayter. That was Big World, back on the Greco-Roman label for his first album in 5 years. Hyperfantasia came out in April. His quote is, like taking every style I've worked with, amping him up to 11 and firing it off a cliff. So that's basically kind of like house, rave, ambient, hardcore hip-hop, that kind of thing. Anyway, get to Bandcamp for that. You can listen to it all. There's some nice packages on there too. Following that was some other new music. That was Tara Clerkin Trio with Silently from their brand new Somewhere Good LP, came out on World of Echo last week or the week before. They're a Bristol based three piece, getting a lot of press and stuff about this album recently, following up from their two kind of breakthrough mini albums, In Spring and On the Turning Ground, sort of fusing jazzy elements with post-rock and pop and stuff. There's a good review where they're saying, I have no idea who's doing what sounds are authentic, what's synthesized, what's sampled, what's live, how it's put together. That's kind of true, and also, it's like I say, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really detract from the music. It's kind of interesting listening to something like that. Send that one out to Chris Welsh, Sounds Like This. He played that a few hours ago on this station.
Yeah, so if you're a regular to the Sunday lineup, then apologies if you heard that twice and didn't enjoy it. Or if you did enjoy it, then you're welcome. Probably the best thing to say. Then we went to, after that, Hannah Francis with Beholden to the Birds Murmuring Above, featuring everyone's favourite harpist, my favourite harpist, Mary Lattimore. That's a bonus track from her deluxe edition of the latest LP, Nested in Tangles, on Fire Talk Records. And then we finished up that set with some hot new promo action, a new album that comes out on the 21st of June, Bipolar Explorer, with the track St. Nestor's Day. The new LP, Last Lights, comes out on Slug Records. That's their 13th album, 6th double album. Incredible soundscapes, awash with reverb, and as always, they said, recorded in a hurry and quickly. Something like that. It's worth checking out. Go to the Bandcamp link for that. One more song. Not even a song. Can you call it a song?
Peace.
Yeah, probably a piece. That'd be the best way to say it. It's Brian Eno and BT Wolf with the first part, Big Empty Country Part 1. It came out on Verve last year. Turns out it's just one piece, but they've broken up for streamers and CDs and wax and stuff like that. So we'll just let this one play out. We'll pack up and hopefully see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.